in Italy, we find the deeply religious. We find the Catholic Church, of course. That's where it all sort of got stirred into one big pot, and where the Pope resides, and where St. Peter's is. But there are some awfully nice songs that are not that deeply religious. Listen to this one.
Tu scendi dalle stelle, o re del cielo, e vieni in una grotta al freddo al gelo.
E vieni in una grotta al freddo al gelo.
Oh, bambino mio divino, io ti vedo qui tremar.
Oh, bambino mio divino, io ti vedo qui tremar.
Oh, Dio beato, hai quanto ti costò l'avermi amato. One cold and blessed winter in ancient Bethlehem, a child was born to save us. Sing alleluia, amen.
Oh, bambino mio divino, io ti vedo qui tremar. Oh,
ancient Bethlehem, a child was born to save us. Sing alleluia, amen.
When cold and blessed winter,
sing alleluia.
And for this next number, we wait for the last two words of the child. Listen to this.
Buon Natale!
Buon Natale!
That's the sound we always wait for. All right, now it's time to head across the Atlantic Ocean. Let's come into the Caribbean. And it is in the Caribbean that we begin to meet the tremendous impact and the influence of the black culture. The culture that came out of Africa, the culture that came across to the Caribbean islands, the culture that came into the southern and northern, eastern part of the United States. Because wherever you find the black influence, you find a great and joyous religion. Listen to this.
The Virgin Mary had a baby born. The Virgin Mary had a baby born.
The Virgin Mary had a baby born. The Virgin Mary had a baby boy. The Virgin Mary had a baby boy, and they say that his name was Jesus.
The Virgin Mary had a baby boy. The Virgin Mary had a baby boy. The Virgin Mary had a baby boy, and they say that his name was Jesus.
He come from the glory. He come from the glorious kingdom.
He come from the glory. He come from the glorious kingdom.
Oh, yes, believer. From the glory, he come from the glorious kingdom.
The angels sang when the baby born. The angels sang when the baby born.
The angels sing when the baby born. The angels sing when the baby born. The angels sang when the baby born and proclaim him the Savior Jesus.
The angels sang when the baby born. The angels sang when the baby born. The angels sang when the baby born and proclaim him the Savior Jesus.
He come from the glory. He come from a glorious kingdom.
He come from the glory. He come from the glorious kingdom.
Oh, yes, believer.
Oh, yes, believer.
He come from the glory. He come from the glorious kingdom.
The wise men saw when the baby born.
The wise men saw when the baby born. The wise men saw where the baby born. The wise men went where the baby born and proclaim him the Savior Jesus.
The wise men saw when the baby born. The wise men saw when the baby born. The wise men went where the baby born and they say that his name was Jesus.
He come from the glory. He come from the glorious kingdom.
He come from the glory. He come from the glorious kingdom.
Oh, yes, believer.
Oh, yes, believer.
He come from the glory. He come from the glorious kingdom.
The Virgin Mary had a baby boy. The Virgin Mary had a baby boy. And he come from.
Beautiful music, lovely sounds, and we'll find that tremendous influence as we get into the Christmas music of the United States of America, this great melting pot of society. Let's overfly, though. Let's go to Hawaii. Many people this time of year get on the 747s and they fly to Hawaii, and there they have the pig roast, and they get sunburned, and they drink cooling beverages, and put on buckets and buckets of sunburn lotion and listen to music like this.
Sunshine by day and all the stars at night. Billy, Billy,
right. Hope you enjoyed the pig roast. Now we'll take a quick swing back to Canada, our neighbor to the north of us. You remember in the early part of the show, we talked about Pope Gregory saying, take the customs and the mannerisms and the traditions of the pagans and convert them to Christianity. Well, it happened in Canada the same way, much more recently, but a French Jesuit missionary to the Hurons wrote this song in a transliteration of the language of his flock, and he set it to the tune of the old French Noel, just exactly as Pope Gregory had told him to do 1,500 years earlier. Did not do music from Spain, no, from Mexico this year. I wanted a little more time to develop some ideas on Christmas in the United States. Forgive me. We have a wonderful Spanish-Mexican contingent all through Chicagoland. We know that your music is our music. Our music is your music. We love you and respect you. But I want to talk some about Christmas in the United States, as it applies to all of us. There are 1,000 traditions that make up this melting pot of our people. Our very first Christmas was a southern one. In 1607, the Jamestown settlers feasted and rejoiced. On the other hand, the Massachusetts Puritans ignored the whole business. By contrast, New York's early Dutch settlers, true to their homeland, celebrated Christmas cheerfully. And so did the aristocratic Virginia settlers. Puritanism gradually declined, but it was not until the mid-1850s that American Sunday schools offered any instructions about Christmas. And that was the time, around 1850 to 80, when we experienced an outpouring of Christmas music, the music that we love today. In general, though, Catholics, Episcopalians, Lutherans, and the Dutch celebrated, the Baptists, Presbyterians, and the Quakers tended to shun all observance of the holiday. Part of it all was regional, I suppose. In Missouri, for example, and in Louisiana, it was the French influence. And in the Southwest, it was Spanish. We'll touch on several of the historical dates, but most of our music, the carols that we say are ours, did appear somewhere in the 1800s. For example, Joy to the World was published in 1719 in England with words by Isaac Watts, arranged by Lowell Mason in 1830 from the Handel's Antioch from the Messiah.
See you.
The next carol was written in 1857. It was written by the Reverend John Hopkins, who was an Episcopal rector, while serving in Christ Church in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. We Three Kings of Orient are.